The Metricon post-match interview.
As a coach, it's an emotional roller coaster, Shane, and the last couple of weeks you must be really impressed, you know, that you've put together two decent games, but more importantly, just probably a sense of relief right now that you've actually finally got across the line and got that first win on the board.
Yeah, that's probably the big one, just a bit of relief. I think the effort that we put in last week sort of showed we were disappointing and disappointed after the first round against North Shore. And then the effort last week to go down the way that we did, I think we fought really hard and bounced back. And then that week leading in, you just never know where this group is at times. And I think they sort of set the tone pretty early. Our pressure was up and our connection forward has probably improved the last couple of weeks compared to the first week where we didn't have Mitch. He's just straightened us up a fair bit. And yeah, and I'm really happy with the way we bounced back since round one.
And in terms of improvement areas, you know, what has really stood out to you from last year, even your finish off there, and then coming into this season and the first few games, is there anything that's really stood out to you as something that's really gone up a notch?
Oh, no, not really. Obviously they're a year older and they've been together a year longer. I think our injury list at this time of year is not as deep, although we've still got a few. It's not as deep as what it was towards the end of last year. So I think we're probably tried to change our ball movement up a little bit and then just focus a little bit. The last 2 weeks, probably more so, just on valuing defence in this comp. And, you know, it's probably been a bit of Achilles heel from us being able to be scored against too easy, whereas I think the last couple of weeks we've made it a little bit harder for sides to do that. So I think that's probably been the one thing, just get our pressure up around the footy. We've got some good mids that are probably 23, 24. Well, Connor and that are 22, but they've been in the comp a little bit now and their connection and relationship's been, you know, really building.
Brock, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Metricon. Your performance last week, everybody else in the G4L world goes, gee, how good was that from Lara to push South Barwon like that? And we know you led by the best part of 3 goals early in the last quarter, but I suspect as a coach you don't want people thinking that. You want people to go, well, Lara, you know, are competitive, and we shouldn't have that thought about Lara when you are competitive in a game like that. You don't want that. You want you being competitive to be the norm all the time.
Yeah, as a coach you do, but I think human nature doesn't sort of reflect that way sometimes, and I guess it's about earning respect as well from the competition. I think we did last week against South Barwon, and people look at that, and I think today we've been able to back it up, and that hasn't been a strong suit of us. And I think the boys, hopefully they've learnt that, you know, this comp is very ruthless if you turn the footy over, and our work around the footy and our ability to set up behind the ball and our mids to start learning to push back, I think that's been the biggest thing we want to be, and, you know, a bit of a theme, I suppose, we're trying to create our identity, and we want to be hard to play against. I think it's been too long where Lara's just been easy to play against.
Rock, congratulations. Yeah, I think it's getting through because Dan Weagle just said the same thing to us, obviously, and it's the consistency factor of week in, week out. That's the thing. Rather than playing one good game every month, it's a weekly proposition.
Yeah, and I think our trouble has been when we come to a game like this where you go, all right, well, we've had a really good game last week. Mm. We should come up against an opposition that's, you know, struggled the first two. We need to back our system in, and I think the danger over the last couple of years is we've dropped this one on the back of, you know, sort of effort and expectation. You just expect it to happen rather than work it, and then that was the, you know, that was the pleasing thing today for the boys. They really fought it out for 4 quarters. Wasn't pretty there at times in the, you know, they've got to sort of learn how to win as well. And I think in the third quarter we gave them plenty of chances. We were playing good footy, but we just rushed it, and then that comes with just a young side that's still learning how to win.
The Metricon speaking with Lara. Coach, I'm having no luck with this button. I've got the Kershaws with these buttons. Metricon gives you the freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Speaking with Shane Stone, here's Matty Kershaw.
Congratulations, Shane Michael.
Thanks.
Terrific.
Thanks,
win. You spoke about connection, and Dan Weagle used the word connection, and you make a really good point, because connection's about those role players that you have in your side, and it's like the pennies drop with some of your younger players that they've got a role to play.
Yep.
You know, Dan Weagle takes 12 or 13 intercept marks today, but He doesn't take those marks if Ben O'Brien plays his role on Gillett and keeps him out of the play, or Nick Beekman keeps a small, boundary side, and if, Tommy Gunther's not taking his player out of the contest as well. So you talk about connections. I presume that's what you're talking about, everyone playing their roles within the side to allow other players to play their roles.
Yeah, that is one point of it, but it's also about that ball movement going forward and that last kick in. You can win the ball back, but it's how you shift it. And I think the vision that we get and sitting down with the boys, they started to realise, I don't have to go out and get 30 touches. My role is to lock this one away. And I think Beaky's a classic example how he's gone back, probably playing a position that he hasn't played a lot in, but his unique speed and his competitive nature has been able to fill a void that we've had sort of drop out with Matt Spence going out and losing a couple other small defenders. He's been able to really step up, which frees up, one of the things you don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul, and when they've got Abbott and Gillett up there, you don't want to have to see if you can lock Weegs away on one of them. So that's where Benny O'Brien, the role he played today, was just perfect.
Yeah, 100%. I think we were all impressed with Nick Beekman's game. Gave him a vote today, so he got a vote.
As you would. Yeah, he's probably one of his best mates, so... I'm surprised Mitch Day didn't get the medal after the work he did with him this week.
Just let you know, the umpires voted on the medal, so they got it wrong. But anyway, mate, the only other thing I wanted to talk about was, mate, you must be pleased, because I suppose if you look at the stats, Spaldo would probably be looking at his stats too, and I don't reckon the inside 50 differential won't be huge. No. I don't reckon the clearance differential will be huge as well. I think they'll all be sort of pretty even, but I guess the difference was the way you moved the ball as opposed to how Grovedale moved the ball, particularly in your forward half. That was probably the most noticeable difference today. You guys probably used it better going in your forward half. So you must be pleased with that.
Yeah, very pleased. And I think, it's one of those ones that our small forwards, Baz Harvey and these guys, they've been coming out of under-18s playing in the midfield, and he's really that small forward role, that pressure around the footy, and they're learning to, if I chase and do get to the crumb and keep it in, then that's my role at the moment in the side. And he's getting a little bit of a run up the top, but... when you've got Mitch and Jace Tomatich up there, they're your key forwards. Don't be leading in back in front of them. And then Baz Ettridge started really well today, which was really pleasing as well, because he's been sort of struggling a little bit with his knee, but got on the end of a couple early, and then we're away. So,
Rock, really appreciate your time. You get another challenge next week. We just touched on it with the Weegs, the two grand finalists in the opening month of the season. But I suspect as a club you like those challenges.
Oh, yeah, you love them. So close together. No, not really. usually you get a little bit of a reprieve, but no, thank you. I think we've got St Mary's and Newtown and all those straight after that. So, it gets easier as we go. So.
No injuries today?
No, a couple of little knocks. A couple of guys with just some bruises and stuff towards the end, but nothing that should keep anyone out next week. I think Leopold had a bit of a bruising encounter on the weekend that they may have a couple. So, it's about competing with these sides and challenging yourself against the best, especially off, Leopold early in the season, coming off winning a flag. So, it's just about effort for us.
D. Smith next week or the week after?
Deb's got he's got a bit of a quad issue that we're sort of not 100% sure when. I don't think it'll be next week. He might be a couple down the track.
Okay. Rock, congratulations. Thanks for having us out at Lara. Well done on knocking over Grovedale for the first time since 2012.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well played. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy.